When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ever have that experience where your partner or friend or family member made you feel insecure, unsafe, unloved, and uncertain? If that was an ongoing pattern, chances are they had high levels of the dark triad of personality traits: Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and narcissism. What do these traits look like in action, and why are they so destructive to relationships? Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today, we learn about the dark triad and the destructive relationship patterns that they bring. We've all had our share of relationships we regret. There was one that went on too long because we were afraid of change. Maybe one where there was a lot of chemistry, but it turned out that you were on opposite sides of a political issue that was a deal breaker. Or you clicked well, but you just couldn't get along with their family. These are common relationship missteps we can chalk up to life's lemons. And usually, there's not much harm done other than temporarily hurt feelings and a sense of having wasted time. But then there are relationships that are darker. They perhaps start out passionately or even lovingly, but somehow there's an insidious slide into a different dynamic that doesn't feel right. You wake up one day to find yourself feeling unsafe or unloved or uncertain, or like you've just totally lost your sense of self. If you find yourself feeling like this in a relationship, you might be dealing with a partner that has some personality traits in the dark triad. Let's talk about what the three elements are in the dark triad and what relationship patterns they portend. The dark triad refers to three types of personality profiles that all spell trouble for relationships, and they are psychopathy, Machiavellianism, and narcissism. Psychologists Paul Huss and Williams coined this term in 2002 when they found that these three personalities tend to run together. Let's start with Machiavellianism. Niccolo Machiavelli was a 15th century Italian politician famous for advising rulers to use deception and deviousness to maintain their power. Nowadays, his name is pretty much synonymous with a person who schemes and manipulates people. People with this trait are strategic in their relationships, associating with people they can use to get more social status or wealth or other things for their own gain. In a self-report questionnaire of the dark triad personality traits, items for measuring Machiavellianism include: it's wise to keep track of information that you can use against people later. Whatever it takes, you must get the important people on your side. I use insincere flattery to get my way. Just think of the way that Lindsay Lohan's character in Mean Girls faked bullying evidence in the Burn Book to get her rivals into trouble. Up next is psychopathy. The term psychopath doesn't just refer to serial killers like Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer. Psychopathy is a spectrum, and we're all on it. People who have a high level of psychopathy have low empathy for others, are callous in their actions, and tend to be impulsive and thrill-seeking. Psychopaths might agree with statements like, "Payback needs to be quick and nasty." People often say I'm out of control. I enjoy having sex with people I hardly know. Of course, this is not to say that everyone who likes to have casual sex with strangers has a high level of psychopathy. A psychopathic portrait would have to include many more hints of high risk-taking behavior together with a lack of empathy. So for example, someone who engages in a relationship and then gambles their partner's retirement savings away on a doomed stock market and then doesn't feel bad about it is an example of psychopathic behavior. And last but not least, narcissism. Narcissus was a beautiful hunter in Greek mythology who fell in love with his own reflection. But nowadays, when we say that someone is narcissistic, we mean something more than just vanity. Someone with high levels of narcissism feels entitled to admiration, prestige, and high status. So much so that if they don't get these things, they may lash out. They might agree with statements like, "Many group activities are dull without me. I have a natural talent for influencing people. I like being the center of attention." If they don't get the attention they crave, they might, for example, lie about how big the crowds were at their birthday party. So there's your quick and dirty on the dark triad: Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and narcissism. You can imagine, based on the ominous name, that someone with this dark triad might be bad to other people. Ironically, we're often attracted to people who have just a smidge of psychopathy or a hint of dominance, especially because people with the dark triad tend to be very good at making themselves appear more attractive, at least on the outside. But of course, the thin veneer of sexy bad boy or hot bad girl can only go so far. Because once you're past those initial exciting or passionate stages, you'll see some other relationship patterns that are a lot darker and more destructive. And that's what we'll focus on today. 5 destructive relationship patterns people high on the continuum of dark triad traits tend to have. Before we dive into that, here's an important point. It's important to know that dark triad isn't an official psychological diagnosis. And just as importantly, it's a continuum, or rather, 3 continuums that go together often. Many of us are just a little narcissistic, while others are very much so. This might combine with just a dash of psychopathy, or perhaps a whole dollop of Machiavellianism. So don't worry, someone is not automatically Patrick Bateman or Frank Underwood just because they sometimes lie or tend to be entitled. We all live in the gray areas of personality. It only gets to be a serious problem when someone runs high on these scales and ends up repeatedly hurting others. And how do they do so? Well, let's start with destructive relationship pattern number 1, lying. People with dark triad traits are often deceptive. Researchers have found that those higher on these traits not only lie more often, but also think of themselves as good at lying. More specifically, Machiavellianism is associated with telling more white lies, while narcissism is associated with lying about popularity and status. The most troubling, though, are those with high levels of psychopathy, who are more likely to lie for no reason at all. This makes it hard to trust a relationship partner with dark triad traits, because sooner or later, you catch them in a lie. Or at least, you might begin to sense that something doesn't add up. Even white lies, when used too often, reveal a person's insincerity. These erosions of trust, whether big or small, can start to chip away at your sense of security. Which is also related to destructive relationship pattern number 2 for today, which is infidelity. It is well known that those high on the dark triad traits are more likely to cheat on romantic partners. This isn't surprising, given that they're more prone to impulsivity, they care less about hurting others' feelings, and are self-described good liars, as we just talked about. What's more interesting is which traits in the dark triad lead to which types of infidelity outcomes. When people with higher levels of psychopathy cheat, it tends to lead to a breakup. But when people who are more Machiavellian cheat, they can manage to keep the relationship going. This might be because their strategic approach allows them to fly under the radar. Even when they do get caught, they're able to talk their way out of trouble by manipulating their partner. In fact, you might begin to wonder if you're the bad guy when the boyfriend you just caught sexting with someone else says you're the one driving him away by being too overbearing. Don't fall for it. This is classic Machiavelli at work.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
We've also got pattern number 3, jealousy and revenge. So we've just talked about how people high on the dark triad tend to cheat more. The thing about cheating is that cheaters are on the lookout for it to happen to themselves, too. Those with a dark triad have higher levels of preventive jealousy than the average person. That is, feeling jealous before they've even been given a reason to. One study found that those with the dark triad are not only more likely to have cheated on a partner, but also expect to be cheated on. And if they do get cheated on, they're more likely than the average person to want to take revenge, like shouting at their partner or spreading a rumor about them. Interestingly, the dark triad women in this study said that even though they would want revenge, they wouldn't necessarily end the relationship. This speaks to wanting emotional control over their partner for control's sake, rather than doing hurtful things like yelling only as an impulsive reaction. And at this point, it may not be surprising to you that, given their lack of true emotional devotion, people high on the dark triad scale don't tend to choose serious, committed relationships. So that's the fourth relationship pattern I wanted to cover today, is superficial relationships. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with flings or dating for fun or friends with benefits and other not-so-serious romances. At different times in our lives, we have different needs, and most of us have probably had relationships that were never meant for serious commitment. But people with more dark triad traits tend to make a habit of emotionally shallow relationships, both romantically and with friends. Specifically, narcissism tends to go hand in hand with one-night stands, and psychopathy tends to go with booty calls. In friendships, Machiavellians choose companions with high social status. For them, it's important to have friends in high places. Narcissists like to roll with a good-looking squad. They feel average people aren't special enough to hang out with them. And men, specifically with psychopathic traits, just like friends who can play wingman and help them to hook up with potential mates. And so, with all these not-so-glowing findings to recommend them, it's no surprise that people with high dark triad traits don't tend to have long-lasting relationships either. And this is the final relationship pattern we'll talk about today. Men with these traits particularly don't seem to seek long-term relationships. Instead, they prefer short-term and perhaps more exploitative trysts. Even if they wanted to stay in a long-term relationship,
people with a dark triad have a hard time making it last. The biggest reason might be that they're simply hard to get along with. The researchers who first coined the term the dark triad noticed immediately that agreeableness, or warmth, friendliness, tact, is the one thing everyone with these traits lacks. That's not to say that a Machiavellian person can't sometimes act agreeably to get on the right side of powerful people, or that a psychopathic person can't pretend to be warm and charming just to seduce you. But in the long run, they can't keep up the act forever. And sometimes they'll let slip that they can be callous, uncaring, and even cruel. This is why you should really take note of name-calling outbursts or casually cruel acts early in a relationship. They might be a stress-induced fluke, or they might be a sign of the dark triad showing its colors. So how can you spot these signs? Well, in the next episode, we'll explore ways to spot red flags for the dark triad. The dark triad traits have gradations of gray. And if you find yourself in a relationship with someone who's kind of low or moderate on these scales, it might simply end with hurt feelings. But someone high on the rungs of psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism might cause you serious damage. So we've already started today with understanding who this dangerous person might be. And stay tuned for the next episode, because we'll continue with ways to recognize their signature early on, so you can protect yourself. Thanks so much for listening. Shoot me your questions on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at Jade Wu PhD or at QDT Savvy Psych. We can also keep in touch through the Savvy Psychologist newsletter. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.